Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew had to step out this morning, so I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Tune into my show afternoons 4 to 7 right here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Joining us right now on our News Radio 92.3 hotline is Officer Mike Wood. He's a public information officer over at Pensacola Police Department. How are you doing this morning, Mike?
Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning. So what else, what you got going on in the area that you need to let us know about today?
You know, it's been kind of quiet, which is a good thing to say, but overnight we did have some vehicle burglaries up at Northwood Apartments where an alert individual saw what was going on and gave us a call, and our officers were able to go up there and make an arrest on that. We're also, our investigators are still working on the robbery, which turned out to be a pretty bad one, where a transient was set on fire by someone who was also trying to rob him of his cash. So investigators are still working on that.
When that transient on fire, I heard that that story yesterday. And so where did this happen? Where did this occur?
It was at the near the Circle K at Pace and Cervantes.
Okay. And so the reason I was asking, just wondering if it was near the homeless camp or anything like that. So it wasn't really near that area overall. And then do we know motivation besides the guy just wanted to rob somebody and wanted to harm him as well? I mean, what's the motivation to first of all, attack a transient, and then second of all, to set him on fire? That's just, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. You know, I don't know for sure. There hasn't been an arrest made in this, but historically, when you see transients get robbed or battered like that, a lot of times it involves another transient, and the robbery will occur over a very small amount of money or property. And but to set the individual on fire with his own lighter fluid and then ask him or demand his money is was a terrible thing to do. So the investigators are working on that. They're interviewing witnesses. They're looking for any potential video that may have been in the area, and hopefully we'll have an arrest in that soon.
All right. Thank you very much. We're talking to Officer Mike Wood, public information officer over at Pensacola Police Department. Of course, one of the big stories I wanted to get to was the one that hit national news. And that's the attempted kidnapping that happened here in our area. Can you give us an update on that scenario?
Well, I mean, that obviously happened in Escambia County, and this has been the first chance I've had to be able to comment on that. You know, on behalf of Chief Randall, Deputy Chief Chrisman, and the men and women of the Pensacola Police Department, we commend and congratulate Sheriff Simmons, Chief Leiter, and the heroes of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office on a job that was so well done and done so quickly. And, you know, we'd also like to commend the 11-year-old girl who fought back, most likely saving her own life. You know, a lot of times we tell people to, you know, in bank robbery scenarios, that we tell the employees to let them have the money. It's not theirs. It's not worth you getting hurt over. In a carjacking situation, we're always saying, let them have the car. You know, it's property. It's not worth getting hurt over. But in a kidnapping, everything is different. You've got to fight, and you've got to fight with everything you have, because if that kidnapper takes you from that scene, we may never find you, never find you. But if you fight and you do get hurt, we will hopefully find you at your home. We'll find you at a bus stop. We'll find you at a parking lot, and we'll be able to get you the help that you need. So that's why we always say you've always got to fight. And if for some reason you can't fight, maybe you're elderly or some other reason you can't fight, then you need to drop. You need to lay down and make them drag you. And Bobby, in situations like that, when things start to go bad for the bad guy, a lot of times they'll simply give up and leave.
Yeah, and that's what I think, looking at the video from this situation that happened with this girl, when he tripped and fell, it changed everything for him. Just that little thing of him tripping and falling, because he was definitely much larger than that little girl, and he, if he was thinking right, he could have just picked her up and kept on going, but just that little thing. You know, so playing dead fish or doing whatever it is absolutely could thwart the situation. Oh, I mean, it's just a scary situation yesterday. And, of course, we're getting texts in. We're getting calls in from parents concerned because it sounds like there was some interaction possibly with this alleged kidnapper prior to this event. And so a lot of parents are coming in and going, what should we do? Are we supposed to contact authorities with this? Apparently they contacted the school, but is that enough? And so I'm getting a lot from parents. What is some advice to parents in maybe a similar situation or something like this that happens where they know what they should do?
Well, first of all, at school bus stops, I think they should always be observed by an adult. It doesn't have to be every parent for every child, but at least one adult there. But, you know, a lot of times parents think that kids are making things up and they don't call law enforcement. Never do that. If anything like that comes out of your child's mouth that they say happened to them or happened to a friend, law enforortment needs to know because it could be real. And we need to know about that so we can and take a look at that area a little bit closer.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that's one of the things that it came up, is somebody said, even if I called law enforcement, what are they going to do anyway? What would be your reply to that?
Well, they're going to do a lot. You don't know that there might have been a similar call two or three blocks away, or maybe on the other side of town with the same description of the individual or the car the individual was in. So it could mean a lot. Don't ever think that this little bit of information is going to bother law enforcement or my child might be fabricating it. Don't ever do that. We always need to be called.
There you go. Thank you very much, Mike. Appreciate you joining me here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. That's Mike Wood, Public Information Officer at Pensacola Police Department.